Hi, this is Andrew Saris, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Someone born with a silver spoon, anything they want. Someone born to a backstreet mother with a needle in her arm. None of us really have a choice when we come into the world. We just open our eyes, it's a roll of the dice for every boy and girl. Whoa, 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 that's the way it goes. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. Yes, it shows, I just know we all need a good mama bag. Some man fall for a green-eyed devil, wears a dress as tight. She looks so good hanging on his arm, but when they lay down at night, well, she's a real heartache, mean as a snake, leaves him cold as ice. He gets burned and the lessons learned. It shows, I just know we all need a good mama back. Some never get no love at all, some get so much it hurts. All they desire, some get what they deserve. Whoa, 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 that's the way it goes. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. Whoa, 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 like the world's gone mad. And it shows, yes it shows. Mama bad.
Well, on the telephone from Australia now is Andrew Farris. Welcome.
Yeah, hi Lee. How are you?
Excellent. Now, quickly, before we get into the new album that's come out this weekend, you're a founder member of the rock band INXS.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you know, I was a major songwriter for the band and a live performing musician, and yeah, and I really enjoyed my time with INXS and the experiences we shared together. It was an amazing band, amazing live band too.
So many awards and so many hit records and albums. You know, obviously you'll go down in rock history as a band. Do you do anything with INXS, or is it that completely finished now?
I went to my brother's farm the other day, and he dug up a little tree for me. So I took it back to where I live in the outback there, and I planted it, and it's been raining, and now it's growing. You know, because two of the members of the band are my family, my brothers, you know.
Okay.
And so, you know, they're my mates, you know, as much as we're anything else, we're friends, and that in itself is quite a remarkable achievement, you know, considering a lot of bands can't sort of get on like that.
Yeah.
We don't have a problem like that. And I miss those guys when I'm not with them, but at the moment I'm doing my own thing, you know, and I've always been a songwriter, as you said, yeah. And that's where my journey to make my album that I've got out now really started, but the way it shaped itself, it came together in a way I could never have foreseen, because, you know, being a songwriter, over the years I've accumulated a lot of songs, and some of them are much older, some of them are quite new that I've been working on. But I wasn't happy with all the demos, you know, the sort of rough recordings. So I chose, well, both my own home farm studio, but also Nashville, because my wife's family lived near Nashville. And I started re-recording these demos and making them, you know, sound as good as I could as songs and recordings. And then I started singing them all. And I thought, well, okay, yeah, this is going in a good direction. But I didn't really think I was making an album. Where it all came together for me was I took a horse riding sort of trip. I thought it was going to be like a little holiday with my wife, Marlena, down to the Mexican border, right with the corner of Arizona and New Mexico and Mexico in the Chiricahua Mountains, where you had the history of the Apache Indians. You had the Mexicans, obviously, across the border, Mexican army in the old days. You had the U.S. Cavalry. And then you had Tombstone, which was just up the road with the outlaws and the cowboys and all those crazy people riding around. And amongst all this chaos, you had settlers or people, you know, who were trying to make lives or develop farms or whatever from this chaos. And I've always thought of it like a Hollywood film, but we rode horses for 6 hours a day for 6 days straight the first time I went there. And Marlena, you know, my wife and I, we rode with an old cowboy guy called Craig Lawson and his wife Tam. And he gave me an education, or us an education, on this wilderness area. And it stopped becoming a Hollywood film fantasy, and it became very gritty and real as I began to look at the old abandoned U.S. cavalry forts. And they're still there in places like Apache Pass and Fort Rucker. We rode our horses up to Cochise's stronghold, and I know where Geronimo surrendered. I could see where Cochise could see the U.S. cavalry coming towards him. And I was very emotionally taken with this area. It was quite incredible, in a wilderness area. When I went back to Nashville again, I got in the room, and because I recognized from my career as a writer, especially during the pressure years with In Excess, when I got back in the room with the country music guys I was working with, they wanted me to sort of tell them what I wanted to write songs about, and I sort of hesitated for a minute. And I said, I want to write about the Old West. And they sort of looked at me like, "What? You know, it's not a drinking song. It's not a, you know, it's not a modern urban country thing." I said, "Yeah, I know. That's what I want to write about." And that's where I began to write my album and it became, you know, record my album, because then I suddenly, just from that experience, I began to realize how I was going to make an album. I wasn't really sure that I would make an album before that, but then I realized I could do it. I could do it because I'd seen something that really affected me very deeply, and it formed a kind of a canvas, if you like, for me to create something. I didn't see this coming, though, that I would get really deeply affected by an area like that. Even though I live in the outback, I don't live on the coastline. Australia, as beautiful as the coastline is, I live inland. And the people, someone's, you know, noticed with the way I'm dressing, you know, for this album and the artwork and all that, you know, what's with the cowboy hat? I said, well, when I go into the local town near where I live, that's what everyone looks like anyway, you know. Mm. So I might as well get with the program. But I think it was more, you know, for me, when I embarked on how I was going to do this, the part I got really excited about was lyrically, when I realized I could actually not so much make a concept album, but I could actually write within the context of, say, pre-electricity, and thinking about what life must have been like for people before electricity, and now in those frontiers where there were still very much physical frontiers, there were cultures that were clashing. You had the bringing of instruments from Europe, you know, into the Americas and places like Australia and other countries, you know, Canada and all the rest of it, and so many other countries, that these classical instruments then became folk instruments, then became country instruments. So I suddenly realized that all of this had a common thread to it. And lyrically, I realized as a songwriter that I could sort of try and thread it all together lyrically. So I end up with an album that is kind of hopefully cohesive, you know, as a body of work. Hi, this is Andrew Farris, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I could almost see a ghost train to Douglas winding its way through rolling hills. I could killed. And we rode our horses through Apache Pass, felt the spirit of old Geronimo. Could almost see the arrows flying and hear the rifles firing. Apache Pass is still their home. We walked around and saw the ruins of Fort Buick, read the tombstones standing by the creek. A chill ran through our bones from the cry of the silence, two black hawks circling over me. And we rode our horses through Apache Pass, felt the spirit of old Geronimo. Could almost see the arrows flying and hear the rifles firing. Apache Pass is still their home. Hey. Now drug cartels are running wild through the canyons, just like the outlaws long ago. Too bad Cochise ain't living any longer. He chased them all right back to Mexico. And we rode our horses through Apache Pass, felt the spirit of old Geronimo. Could almost see the arrows flying and hear the rifles firing. Apache Pass is still their home. Apache Pass is still their home.
I've got a cattle and grains when it rains property. I've had it for quite a long time. And, you know, I get my hands dirty, I wash them again, sanitize them, you know.
Yeah.
But seriously, you know, but I also work out on the farm, and I've ridden horses, and I do things, and I have cattle. So I guess I really am actually a cowboy. And so I was comfortable when I went to do this, you know, the Craig Lawson, the old cowboy that gave me this education in this area, that you know, set my mind on fire with how I could make an album. You know, he had cattle, and he loved his horses. And I think it's that pre-electricity time to me that made me realize more and more and more when I look at the frontier world, where there were, you know, people were still discovering where other countries were.
Yeah.
You know, whereas the frontiers we live in now are kind of almost like the one we've just experienced with the pandemic, is the new frontier is kind of, you know, almost like biology, or it's like technology. Like new frontiers now have got something to do with, you know, you buy a piece of technology and 3 days later it's out of date.
Well, let's talk about the music now and some of the songs. You've got a new single out, we'll talk in a minute. But have you had a chance to perform any of this music yet because of the problems with COVID?
Yeah, the problems with COVID have made live performance, I think, not just for us here in Australia, probably all around the world, has been a bloody nightmare.
Yeah.
Because the very phrase social distancing is like, for an entertainer, sort of like, oh dear, you know, it just, the words don't go together well, you know, for the kind of work, you know. But having said all that, I'm very excited. I'm actually taking an amazing group of country musicians, you know, out on tour to do my sort of country and western or country rock music that I'm doing. You know, but there's definitely a lot of Western in it, and you know, that I'm doing live. But I'm very excited. I did the first of what will be a few shows here in Australia last Friday, in Tamworth, which is sort of our equivalent of our Nashville in Australia. Sure. It's called Tamworth.
Yeah.
So I did a show there. It was great.
Good, good. Well, you got a new single out, Run Baby Run. Tell me about that. What's the background of that? Well, obviously we're talking about the background, but what is that song actually about?
Well, it's not that complicated. The song is actually just simply about feeling like, I know it sounds like a cliche, but freedom. You know, the free that you want to feel, just like when you're a little child, that you can run somewhere and that you're free to go, that there's not limitations or boundaries or, you know, and then there's that word frontier again, is that, and I think Run Baby Run, I really wanted that phrase lyrically. When I walked in the room, I was working with a couple of friends of mine in Nashville, which are Phil Barton and Bruce Wallace. I'd written with them before, but on this particular song, I said to these guys, you know, I really want to have these lyrics in there, which are Run Baby Run, and also Movers and Shakers, because it seems to me that, you know, it's the movers and shakers in the world. You know, when things get tough, the tough get going. That's how it's always been in life, you know.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. But I think we've also come through something in the world, or hopefully we're coming out the other side of it, please, dear God, where the idea of being able to feel free to move about is not to be taken lightly, you know. The idea you can travel and go somewhere and feel that exhilaration of being able to just visit places, visit friends, family, go to another country. You know, to me, that's the essence of what the song's about. Hi, this is Andrew Farris, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Flying to the sun, chasing down forever. Run, baby, run. Disillusion, living on the edge. Are you part of the solution? We're stuck inside your head.
So the album is self-titled. You didn't want to give it a title, just your own name?
Oh, yeah, I got no imagination. I couldn't think of anything, you know.
That's fair enough.
Seriously, you know, maybe that's true. No, I thought, well, this is my first album, you know, And so I thought, I'll just name it me, you know. And also because I thought that there's, you know, some confusion perhaps with, is this an In Excess record or what is this, you know. So I wanted it, I suppose, to be completely selfish, to be about me.
Now, you've also had two singles from this album, haven't you?
Yes, and round about this time in 2020 was when the pandemic really, you know, everyone began to freak out and shut down borders and things. And I had started to release these songs and the idea for my album. And then luckily I had recorded other songs and I had was happy with the recordings. They just didn't suit the style of my album that I wanted to make. And so when the record label, both Broken Bow Records out of Nashville and BMG for the rest of the world, they suggested, well, look, Andrew, we know you want to put your album out and you can if that's your decision, but we would recommend just holding off until we see where this crazy pandemic thing is going. And that's why I stopped releasing. But I had these other songs I'd recorded and I liked the songs and I was happy with the recordings. So I released a 5-track EP before my album that's just come out now. There's 5 tracks on it, yeah. And then that did, it did exactly what I wanted it to do, which is sort of introduce me to people. The name of my EP is Love Makes the World.
Okay.
And there's 5 tracks on it, okay. The other 2 songs that you mentioned, which are Come Midnight and Good Mama Bad, were both off from my album, still are on my album,
okay,
which is 12 tracks.
Okay. So the album's out this week. It's available all over the world?
It is, yeah. And the album's out, and I'm so excited, really. Really amazing reaction to it. I had no idea when I started this process if it would be well received, but I'm sort of slowly growing a bit excited about it because, you know, I had no idea if anyone would think, you know, that my album was anything at all. So I'm serious about that. I don't know. You know, I think you're lucky if anyone likes it. You know?
Well, we've been playing the 2 singles anyway before. You know, I love it. You know, I think what you're doing is wonderful. It mixes in with our blend of all styles of country that we feature. So it really goes well. So where can people find out more about you?
Well, they can go to andrewfarris.com, but they have to get the spelling of my name right, otherwise it won't work.
Okay.
And then also I've got, you know, I'm on other sort of social media, you know, Andrew Farris Music on Facebook and Andrew _Farris on Twitter and Instagram.
Good. Well, let's get that.
And, yeah.
Let's get this Farris name spelt right. So tell them how to spell it.
Sure. It's F for Foxtrot, A for Alpha, double R for Romeo, I for India and double S for Sam.
There you go. Good. Well, Andrew, you know, I just wish you all the best for the album. And are there videos with these songs as well?
Yeah. If you look at my YouTube channel, okay, Andrew Farris YouTube, then you can, if you want to check out my videos, there's a new video for Run Baby Run. You've got to watch that, okay? I swear. Even if it gives you a bit of a laugh, well, that's good. And I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to entertain people. And the videos that we put a lot of effort into to try and create some themes like, you know, Victorian era and there's like steam trains and cowboy, you know, there's sort of some of them like little movies. And they've got characters and things, you know, outlaws or whatever.
Great. Andrew, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
All right, mate. Well, take care. Hi, this is Andrew Farris, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
And I could never find a girl like you, someone who understands me as well as I know you. If you need somebody, special woman with gentle eyes. And you're good to me. Yes, you're part of me eternally. If you need somebody, you can call somebody tonight. You, somebody who understands me as well as I know.